Mele kaliki maka.
Mele kaliki maka.
Mele kaliki maka is the thing we say. We
have a bell.
Oh, thank you. I need a bell. There's lots of bells.
I have a bell.
Yeah, bell. Ring a bell. Ring a bell. We got a really special show. Kathy, of course, my co-host, Kathy Takushi from Captivating Journeys there. And Kalani.
Aloha, my Cindy Paulos.
Came with bells on. He did. He came with his bells on. Alan is here. Hey, Alan, it's so good to see you.
Aloha.
In his purple. In his purple. And they brought props.
Yes.
They brought props. And we're Facebook Live.
Are you videoing?
And it's on which channel? Is it Facebook Alan's channel?
Yes. So you can go and log on to facebook.com/KalaniPeamMusic to join the live broadcast and see all the cool props we brought today.
Here at KOI. At the radio town, right? Here in Wailuku.
You have a big radio voice, Kalani.
Oh, well.
You have a big radio voice.
After having a tour in Japan and singing all over so far, I think I went from tenor one to baritone, maybe bass two.
They love you in Japan. And Kathy, of course, it's funny because Kathy's been a travel agent here for years, of course, and she says her biggest amount of requests for travel is to Japan last year,
in Japan is the biggest request.
Yes.
I love Japan.
Yeah, I've never been to Japan.
Everything's amazing there.
Is it?
Yeah. The bullet train, the food, the people. I can see why they have such a close cultural connection to the people of Hawaii.
Why? I don't understand
it sometimes. I just think it's so orderly there. There's a significant factor to everything there. Meaning everything has to have a significant purpose. So, for instance, if we have to kahola to the left and kahola to the right and uehe, ami and slide, they do it too because it's so orderly, refined. It's a refined culture. And
see, a lot of people don't understand what it takes because you are very serious. And, of course, you've taught in the Kamehameha schools and you understand the hula halau. And the people don't understand, some people don't understand the discipline that it takes to, number one, definitely sing like you sing and to do hula and dance is very disciplined.
And olelo Hawaii, they love the language. Here's the wonderful thing, my friend. They're innovative people. My concert from Tokyo to Osaka, it's 400 miles. But we get there in an hour on a bullet train.
Yes.
It's called the Shinkansen. The food's remarkable. They're all about health and wellness. The city, the fashion, they're way ahead. I think they're way ahead than us. But the beauty behind all of that is our ali'i, kalakaua, lili'uo kalani. Our people here were very innovative and very, very enlightened about who we collaborate with, how we build relationships. We're all about building relationships.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. Well,
And it's interesting because, of course, I saw you at the Grammys last year, and that was the first time that we connected. I was in the, we were up at the Biltmore in the special suite where you get the free treats.
Yay!
And you come in speaking Hawaiian with your entourage. And I didn't really know how big it was going to be. You did a lovely event there at the museum that was so special.
Mahalo.
And then you went on to win the Grammy. And it blew a lot of people away, including you and your entourage. And, you know, because you were up there and people didn't think that an Hawaiian category in... See, there's no more Hawaiian category, so you have to be put in, if you're a member of the Grammys, into that was the Roots, or was that, no, that was the
Best Regional Roots Music Album.
Regional Roots, yes, which is also with people who are, Native American.
Yeah.
And also a lot of Cajun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
Polka.
Cajun, Zydeco, Native American, Hawaiian, yes.
So you were the first Hawaiian artist since they demolished the category.
Demolish is a really good word, Cindy.
And so you kind of brought back some faith and hope for Hawaiian artists.
Mahalo. It's been a blessing. You've been on the journey with me from day one. When I first met you in L.A. in your fashionable shoes and your beautiful smile, and then you said, I'm from Maui, and I'm a recording artist as well and producer, and you're talented as well. Like, your music is so beautiful. And this is the beauty about music, is bringing people together.
Well, and there's a very small, close-knit family. We have so many great artists here on Maui, and you know them all. But your life has changed significantly, and... that includes for you much more traveling.
You know what? At the pre-show, there was a group of people that won in the Latin category. They won, the four sisters. Oh, gosh, I forgot their name. But long story short, they said, Kalani, you're nominated. Congratulations. Your life will change when you win.
It's true.
It will change significantly. It did change my life. I'm on tours. I'm meeting new people. But you know what? I haven't changed as a person. I'm the same Kalani.
Yes.
I'm the same big boy you're going to find 7-Eleven buying some water.
A few more miles on you.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
And, Alan, your life has changed significantly, too.
My manager, yes.
Yes, it's been crazy.
Crazy.
And lots of blessings, and we're celebrating next week at the Queen Ka'ahumanu Center.
Yay! Ring, 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 ring.
It's going to snow. Can we sing Let It Snow, Let It Snow,
Let It Snow, with Cindy Pollos.
And it's at 8 o'clock, and the snow is going to come down. And aren't you excited you're going to get to sing Christmas in the Snow? Christmas
the
music.
The best part is seeing the faces of those little young Keiki, the children just looking up in the sky and going, oh, Mom, look at the snow.
I know. And it's so sweet.
It'll be embedded in their memory forever.
Yeah.
It will be, that's what I want to see.
Yes.
When I'm singing my new Christmas single or...
And the name of your new Christmas single is...
Means Kanakaloka, Santa Claus. And it's a song composed by Auntie Alice Namakelua. And it's a classic, but I did it in my Kalani Pe'o rendition of it. So I sang it as a child in Hawaiian Immersion Program. And I had to do it again and revive, you know, bring that song back to life.
How does it go? Sing hum a few bars. I know you
Hiki
don't have...
Hiki mai o kanaka loka mai ka aina hauanu. So it goes, here comes Santa Claus to Hawaii with his favorite reindeer. So, and if we can join together with the chorus, it goes, Kani mai na pele, kani oli, kani he, kani mai na pele. Nele kaliki maka. Nele kaliki maka. Something like that.
Yay!
You've got a big voice.
Thanks for
Kalani.
The sample.
You have a very big voice.
I need to warm up.
No, you sounded great. You sounded great. Now, Kathy, of course, Takushi with Captivating Journeys is there. In case you want to take a trip to Japan, you can contact Kathy.
Aloha!
244-1414. Nice gifts are, our trips are nice gifts. They are. So let me talk a little bit about your road and your journey and your discovery. How many places have you traveled this year since your Grammy win?
You know, since the Grammy win, Alan and I and the band have, I did...
Colorado.
Grammy Museum in LA,
yes.
Sang for the Recording Academy, a Songwriter Summit in Washington, Seattle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Was invited to that. It was very, very amazing. I also did Colorado concert in Colorado, a sold-out concert.
You sang at the Hokus.
I sang at the Hokus, and I had two major tours in Japan.
Wow.
And now I'm working on my second album as of yesterday.
Wow.
I'm back
in
the studio. I'm so excited.
Oh, where are you recording?
I'm recording with Grammy Award winning producer now.
Yes.
Other than Alan here, Dave Tutsurone.
There goes your Hawaiian miles. Up, 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 up. So Dave is not retiring. The rumors of him possibly retiring.
You know what? He's been telling people, I am retiring. So I went back to him. I said, you can't retire. I need to do my Christmas album after the second. He's like, okay, well, you know what? I'll just change my contracts. So I was like, oh,
wow.
For us only? Nah, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Wow. That's
love Dave.
So you're doing your Christmas album, which is a great category. Everyone loves a good Christmas album, and it's always a nice category, too.
That'll be the third album.
You know what's interesting, though? The Grammys don't have a Christmas album category.
Should we talk to our district advocate?
I think we should. There's no Christmas album.
There's no Christmas.
But for the Nahoku Hanahana Awards, there is a Christmas category.
You know, a lot of the Christmas albums get placed in the American Roots, I think, category.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Because
they need to fix that.
Yes. Yeah, I you're so cute. Yeah. His lip goes out. You need to fix that. we have to give a shout out to your mom. Oh, who's such a beautiful woman.
She's
beautiful.
Actually watching right now on Facebook Live.
Hi, Mom. Hello, Mom. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. She's an angel. She gets all decked out, and she's here. She moved from Hilo to here.
She
need help.
With everything.
So she's been a huge help for the music business. Yeah, just helping with everything. Merch, all the concerts, everything, merch, yes. All the backstage stuff.
While Alan's putting makeup on me and filling out my eyebrows because it's really bad.
No, I think you
could get eyebrows. He's a makeup artist and a creative arts manager.
Which we have to mention, you went to New York for the fashion show, which was amazing. People don't realize how high fashion some of Hawaii's become, and you're, of course, part of that. But there was an amazing fashion show, and you worked on that one, didn't you, Alan?
Yes, I was very blessed with the opportunity to travel to New York Fashion Week with Hawaiian designer Manoʻola Hawaii from Hawaii Island and present a collection with Oxford Fashion Studios in partner with New York Fashion Week. And he was the first Native Hawaiian designer to present authentic Native Hawaiian culture on the runway. So he did a whole Oli chant kaiko presentation along with the whole fashion show.
Did it blow people away?
Yes, it was
because
huge.
Because this is very, very dramatic, but it was symbols on silk and other fabrics, right?
Yeah, so he is...
Batik, was it? Batik as well? Was it kind of...
Yeah, it's a mixture of blend of ready-to-wear and then couture, but he did...
avant-garde.
Yeah, he did mostly couture stuff. Mm-hmm. But everything came together amazing, and it was just so amazing for me to travel to New York Fashion Week for the first time with
such
a Native Hawaiian designer.
And you fell in love with New York, right?
I did.
And we want to go back. We want to go back and do another fashion show.
Would have done well at Fashion District. You and I
would have gone crazy
in our purplicious shoes.
Oh yeah,
with bells.
We're having a chance to do a Hana
Ho skirt
because January 29th is the Grammys at Madison Square Garden.
Oh yes, and sorry, going back to Fashion Week, Manoʻola wants to go back to New York Fashion Week and bring a lot of or more local Hawaiian designers.
Can I buy an outfit to wear from him?
Uh-huh.
For
yes.
The Grammys?
Yes, I can put you in contact with the PR director.
We'll get
Jay
to you.
Snow.
We'll hook you up.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to go back and bring more designers into a huge Hawaii showcase. That would be more exciting and get everyone involved.
It would be so awesome. It's so awesome. So New York is going to be fun. It's going to be cold, though.
I know. I'm going to love
it. I like cold, too.
Yeah.
I like cold, too. But I just was looking at Cyber Monday. I was looking at boots.
You know, people are... So Japan was like 45 or 50 degrees. So, I love it. For
but
a big
did you
guy,
have clothes to
oh,
wear?
I had a shirt and a scarf.
Is that it?
Perfect.
At
45
degrees?
And this wonderful jacket.
Oh, and that
but
was
you know what, Cindy? I rather, my friend, be bundling up than figuring out a way to...
Cool myself. I agree.
I hate fanning myself or wiping my sweat because I sweat profusely.
Yes.
And when you're sweating and you're like telling yourself, you're having a Navai Eha action going on, a waterfall, and you're
waterfall.
Like, oh no.
Like
but you know what? I like bundling up.
I agree.
And wearing fashionable sweaters like you.
I'm going to freeze.
You're going to freeze. I'm the opposite.
Do you like warm or cold?
These are all skinny.
You like warm.
I like hot.
I like cold.
You have skinny problems.
You know, it's weird. Maybe it is that. Maybe if you're thinner, you like it the other way.
And if you're thick, you like it cold.
That's it.
Yeah, bring that.
So tell me. You went and you know, we are completely always blown away by the fact that there are so many wonderful people in Japan that already know about the hula, the dance, and the music. But this was your first time. So what was it like going, and you don't speak a word of Japanese. You don't either.
Yeah. Right.
So did you have someone there kind of doing
moshi.
That for you?
Shabu shabu.
Arigato.
Arigato.
Konbanwa. Watashi no namae wa Kalani desu.
Oh, that's your name?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, the culture shock. Hi. So how was it?
It was really not a culture shock. I mean, here's the wonderful, wonderful thing, you know, Cindy. July was my first concert. 5-city tour, sold out concert. Lots of fans there. But, you know, it was 900,000 degrees.
I could see the
July.
Sweat on you in the pictures.
Oh,
I could see
nose,
your Facebook.
On my little mustache, my nose hair. No, I'm kidding. So I just sang my heart out from my debut album. Songs, classical numbers from Luther Vandross and Joe Cocker and Al Green and just sing and share and educate the people there about who we are as Hawaii. Why do we do this? What is the poetry and the hidden message behind my music and how I compose my music?
Why is the poetry and the hidden message behind your music?
Well, the first song, Hele Aloha No Hilo, talks about Hilo. Like, every ahupua'a from Wailuku to Kalaupapa or Hilo have names for a particular wind and rain. And for Hilo, let's say, for an example, a flower, Naupaka flower, a flower from Hilo. I'm trying to compare this flower to someone's beauty. And there's poetry behind that. But in order for this flower to bloom and flourish, it must receive the proper nutrients, such as the rain, Kanilehua rain. And that flower must be drenched by the rain.
Oh,
so poetic, so hidden, so PG-13. But if you do not have the proper nutrients, the waterfall, that water from the lani, the heavenly skies, called Kanilehua rain, on this flower, it will be a poor thing flower. It will be a dead flower. You guys get it?
Poor ting.
You get it? Okay. We didn't get it.
Okay. Poor thing.
But there's a lot of kauna and hidden messages.
A lot of kauna. Yeah. You know,
and Hawaiian language.
I just love writing Hawaiian music, and I love being the Hawaiian contemporary soul R&B artist. I am not going to do just falsetto music, and I won't yodel throughout my whole album.
Well, you don't have to prove yourself. You've done the immersion. Yes. People know you speak the language.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And I think we've all come past that, where people had to prove. You know, I think you don't need to prove yourself. And I think, God bless everyone, that we've all realized that you can be a good musician and sing what you want to sing and be Hawaiian at heart and still sing whatever, if it's Al Green or whatever, good, you know, fine. And what it does is it brings more people from all around the world to know more about you and the music that they may not understand otherwise.
Music brings us together.
It does. You are a wonderful Aloha ambassador. Your love and your hugs and your sharing, and you're a big hugger. You're a big, big hugger. And that really reaches a lot of people and touched a lot of people at the Grammys, I'm sure, at Fashion Week as well. Because Fashion Week can be a little snobby, right? A little snobby.
I
little.
Don't know that.
Yes, it can be. They're very, very. It is. Yes, it is. Thank you, Alan, for the honesty. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? Yeah, I guess. Okay. But you know, the Recording Academy is different.
They love when people break through that. And not many people have the nerve to break through their facade, right? I mean, did you find that at all? That's what I grew up in Beverly Hills and the most expensive clothing stores in the world. And there was a lot of that. So I can say that.
You are absolutely on point. Mm-hmm. But you know, Cindy?
Kalani's
album.
This way. My debut album. Oh my gosh, it's purple.
We're doing double Facebook here.
Oh, okay.
So you can go ahead and answer the question.
Yes. So I feel that I built lots of relationships and ohana through the Grammys. And
you did.
And I have so much talent across the world.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And this includes you too, Cindy. You're part of my ohana. And I just enjoy building relationships with members of the Recording Academy.
Well, and you've done that. But with the help, and I have to say, there's this other part of it that people may not realize. There's a part of self-promoting, and you have the blessing of Alan. Yes.
I do.
I mean, if you look at and go to Facebook and go to Kalani's Facebook site, he can post anything, and he can get 100 likes. I mean, it can be anything. I mean, it'll be anything. It'll be him tying his shoelaces, and people will post 100 likes or 200 likes because you knew how to kind of expose and be real and also put it out there to social media with Alan's help. I don't think people realize that you do need to do, you can be an excellent artist, but if you don't know how to reach out to people with social media, it's really hard.
If you don't share your music, then they're never going to hear it. I think that's the problem. And the more you're able to share your music throughout the world, not only Hawaii, is you can gain more record sales and just get more exposure.
Right.
One thing I love about the Grammy family is that if you're a traveling artist or a performing artist on the road and you end up in the mainland, There's so many great producers and mm-hmm. studios that we don't know that we have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're out there, say, doing a show and you need to run in a studio and get things done, I think that's what it's all about, is connecting with the professionals behind the scene and being able to build relationships to use recording studios or get more musicians or
Have you done this on the road already? Obviously, you're doing it in Hawaii with your next
Right. So he CD. Is going out to the mainland to tour starting in March. March 22nd, Eugene, Oregon is
right
confirmed.
After the Grammys mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah. And then he
Eugene
also...
Eugene is a wonderful town. It's a college town. They're going to love you. Yeah. I had a radio station there, Kazam.
Oh, my gosh. It's my first time.
It was Kazam. Kazam. K-Z-A-M.
Yeah,
we had Kazam Radio and you... And it's beautiful uh-huh. college town. You're going to love it. Great little Greek restaurants and lovely places.
Love
they're
Greek food.
Adore you. How did you land up going to Eugene, Alan?
Well,
our booking agent.
Yeah, so Kalani got signed mm-hmm. to a booking agent who works with a lot of the performing arts centers.
Uh-huh.
And she's just lining it up.
Who's your booking agent?
We love Karen Fisher.
Karen Fisher.
Oh, Karen's wonderful. Hi, Karen.
We love you.
Karen's the best.
So she's setting up my U.S. tour.
So she works with a lot of Hawaii artists, including mm-hmm. George Kahumoku. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Kaviga Kahiapo.
Yes. Kamakahiva Kanakaole. Yeah. Many artists. So we're very blessed.
She used to work at the MAC years.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she was the ED, the director at the MAC. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then now, she's always out there kind of pushing for us.
Well, that's a good choice, Alan.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
You know, I need Alan in my life. Every artist needs a good digital marketer, an advertiser.
That's true.
We as artists can't do everything.
No.
We as artists, and you are an artist, Cindy, and a producer, we can produce our music and our shows, but we have to utilize our talent and become the masterpiece and sit at the table and write our music. We need to enhance ourselves with our craft and better ourselves with writing, music, composing,
and the collaborations.
Lyrics. Right.
So many people reached out to you and said,
I need him in his purple shirt out there.
No, it's true, and it's really hard. I mean, part of this has been the biggest problem throughout time. It's right brain, left brain. How do you do the creative side and take care of the details, you know, because I'm not good on details, I mean, believe me. But
yes, you are, Cindy.
No, are you good on details?
Oh, I'm kind of OCD.
Are you really? Oh,
because
so you are.
I'm kind of like, I'm loving, but there's that teacher side because I worked at Kamehameha for 8 years and I'm all about, okay, there's standards here, there's benchmarks. And he's like, okay, Kalani. And we have really high standards when it comes to producing a show or a certain song or having a certain look if we're going out and dressing up for the fashion show or something.
Uh-huh.
We have standards, but we're kind of laid back at times, right?
At home relaxing.
No.
Yes.
Never.
Never. You know what? I think almost every great artist I know, though, has to be a little obsessive. Because unless you are, it'd be so easy to accept less because people don't realize how much work it really is mm-hmm. putting out just even one song. They don't know. Mm-hmm. It's track after track, right? Alan's sighing. It's track after track after track. And knowing and not saying, well, can we, that's okay. No, one more. How many times do you in the studio?
Numerous times.
Yeah.
It's the patience. It's being there and having that confidence like, okay, well, do I sound good at this?
Mm.
You have to have a lot of self-reflection when it comes to studio time. Sitting down, going over your music,
mm-hmm.
and what comes to my mind is, okay, I'm not thinking about my target audience. I'm thinking about who I am as an artist.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? I'm always going through self-reflections.
But you know what everyone says. Now, after you've got a Grammy, now, I didn't think I mentioned, this is your first CD.
It's crazy.
Your debut.
Crazy.
Unheard of. So unheard of. Everyone says, then it's hard putting out the second one because everyone expects so much of you now, right?
Is
that true,
Alan?
Yeah.
Make it or break it. Win or lose.
Yeah, so that's why Alan's over here, you know, sits outside with a cigarette. He's like, Kalani, you're a Grammy winner. You're kind of broke, but you know what? And he goes like this, you know what? You think you did good on your debut album, but you need to realize that you need to push the envelope this time.
Yeah.
Because we evolve as artists. However, we can't change our format. We can't change who we are. We should be able to know our identity and our foundation. You know, you have your genre, I have my genre, mm-hmm. because we're not just comfortable. We know who we are as an artist.
But you know what's interesting? I have found through other artists, and we listen so much to other music when it gets Grammy season, people don't realize that you have to listen to so much music that's out there. But that's a blessing. It takes a lot of time. But, I mean, I heard new releases like the home release with Deepak Chopra and others. And I'm in spoken word and I'm going, oh, my gosh, I could do something like that. I mean, that expanded my ideas. Like, oh, I could try something like this. And I had never thought of that before. But you have to expand your horizons and be true to yourself as well and figure out how does it work for you. So on your new Christmas release, are you doing some classic Christmas songs as well as some originals? Or what's going to be on it?
Yeah, I'm all about original music and incorporating some classical music with a little soul and R&B twist to it too.
So what songs are you thinking of doing for the next one?
We are not doing a Christmas album.
I thought it was a Christmas
album. No, the second one is not.
Oh, okay, the second one's not. Oh, good. I'm glad you cleared that.
Yeah, we're just
because I know your single's Christmas.
Yeah, we're just doing a Christmas single.
I got it.
And it's one of Kalani's favorite classics, Kana Kaloka. And it's out on iTunes right now. You can go ahead and download it for 99 cents.
It's a good deal.
We wanted to put something out this year. And we just wanted to celebrate. You know, Kalani has had a great year. So we did a Christmas single, and then we're doing a free concert at the Queen Kaahumanu Center.
And you know, folks, get there early, because if you get there a half hour before showtime, they offer free Starbucks, hot chocolate.
Not even.
Yes. And it's so good. I like their hot chocolate.
Also, I'm doing the tree lighting event at the Grand Waialea as well.
When's that?
On December 3rd, this Sunday.
Oh, that'll be fun. Uh-huh.
Yeah, in partnership with
a few Christmas songs, and also promoting the single.
What songs are you going to sing? You know what secret. I'm leading up to here. Can you sing that? I was just going to lead right up to that door. I was like, oh, you know that song? Can you sing that song? What songs are you going to sing?
Right.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
But yeah, we have a tree lighting ceremony at the Grand Waialea this coming Sunday at 5 p.m. in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club. Kalani will light up the Grand Waialea.
Oh, he will.
And then on Tuesday...
Are you going to dress yourself as a Christmas tree as well?
I'm going to be Santa.
Okay. Oh, Santa. Okay.
I'm just kidding. A big Hawaiian Santa.
Oh, fun.
Teddy bear.
Are you going to actually get a Santa hat and everything?
Everything.
Cool? Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking, Cindy.
I believe anything tells me. So you're doing that. And again, free... Folks, you're going to be able to hear him sing at the Queen Kaahumanu Center. This would be like a $35, $45, $50 concert for free.
Yes. Yeah, and he has his full band.
My full band.
He has a huge band coming to perform. It's going to be definitely, you don't want to miss it. The parking is limited. Please carpool if possible. Mm-hmm. And there are two snowfall drops. There's one at 6:30 and 8 o'clock. So he's going to be... doing both snow
singing
right at 6:25.
Nope, 6:30.
Oh, both.
30,
yep,
so he's
both.
Doing
Thank
both
you.
The whole time. Yeah, it's about an hour and a half.
I'm gonna go.
And we are also for those who can't physically be at the Queen Kaahumanu Center, you can tune in to our Facebook Live. We will be doing streaming, and we also will be doing giveaways on
prizes.
The live streaming as well. And we are also giving away a special music scholarship that night as well. Yes.
So on behalf of Kalani Pe'a Music LLC and Hawaiian Music Walk of Fame, I am presenting a scholarship to, it's going to be
a special music student
that was a student of mine as well. But that student doesn't know
it's
yet.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. So there'll be lots of surprises. Award-winning hula as well with my Christmas music from Miss Aloha Hula 2006, Namakana Lim Carvalho. She's dancing.
Is she the one that came with you to the Grammy? She's so beautiful.
To Japan,
okay.
Yeah, Namakana is flying in from the Big Island.
Wow.
She dances with Hala Manola.
She toured with us in Japan. She was there the first and second tour. Mm-hmm.
Well, you almost have to do that when you're doing Japan. Oh. They want the hula so much, right? I mean, because that's so important to them.
Yes.
Are you bringing up pictures?
No, we are.
To give you a size, both of you.
Oh, sure. My gosh. What is this T-shirt
my,
you
Balea
get?
Shirts.
Yes,
Balea
so shirts. At the mall, we're going to be selling these T-shirts
cool.
for... special price of $10.
That's a great price.
Yeah, and then we're also selling the CD for only $10
as well.
Great
Christmas gifts. So everyone loves those.
Yeah, so we want everyone to be able to afford and, you know,
we
give out music.
We call these the Capella. Oh, also we're selling the exclusive, my purple chiffon. Purple. We don't have the scarves, Alan.
Yeah.
We're
you
selling.
You have purple scarves?
I have purple scarves made by my friend, our friend, who made my outfit at the Grammys, All-Star Project Runway All-Star, Kini Zamora, and we'll be selling purple scarves too.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, I am really jazzed about that. Now, a little bit back more on Japan. Best time you think to go maybe is not August.
No. October, November.
Spring for the cherry
or
blossoms.
Spring.
Yeah, cherry blossoms.
Yeah, it's pink. Yeah. Pink that represents Maui.
Yeah. And then the best thing to do is did you find one hotel or restaurant that you like? So let's first go hotel.
You know, I like every restaurant. Food is absolutely amazing. The tamago, the shabu shabu. They're delicacies. They're awesome food. Oh, you'll love it all, Cindy. You need to go.
I do need to go this year.
You'll love Tokyo. You'll love flying. Fly into Haneda or Narita. Go.
I'm gonna go.
Take your travel agent.
I was there. The last time I was there, you weren't born, Kalani.
I'm old, Cindy.
I'm older. Balding. I'm twice as old.
I want to take a second to say hi to all the people tuning in on Facebook Live.
Hi there.
Hi, Dee, Leato.
We're here at
Lynn,
KOY Daniela, Radio with
hi.
Cindy.
Horace. Hi. Shannon, everyone. Thank you for joining. Please share.
Yes. And yes, we are sharing. And I know Kathy's doing it, too. And that way, I don't have to. Thank God. And we are celebrating.
Mahalo kia kua.
Richard.
It's been a wonderful year for Kalani and Alan. And it's been a life-changing year.
Crazy.
So when you went great restaurants, any hotels you liked, or would you stay bed and breakfast next time?
Okay, Nagoya. I can't remember.
Kobe.
Kobe?
And steaks. The beef steak is there. Uh-huh. Because we're used to a Kobe steakhouse here in Lahaina.
Yeah, we are.
But the beef out there.
It's expensive.
Oh, but it's worth it.
It's worth it? Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was weird. You know, I'm not picky with my hotels. Yeah. You know, we just go wherever we need
to
go.
I am,
some
too.
Days we have really, like, cheap hotels.
You can stay with me, Kalani. I'm very picky in my hotel.
Some days we have cheap hotels. And then the next day we have a super nice hotel. And it's like, okay.
Well, you know,
we just go with the flow.
I'm literally a monster. I'm an Amazon when I'm there. And, you know, when your restroom is like, you have to stick your head out and go, hi, Alan. You know, and then, like, it's really tiny because they're beautiful, tiny people. And I'm an Amazon, and I'm an Amazon Hawaiian.
Didn't you see that on the bullet train? Isn't it funny when you're like ahead and you take up like three people? They're just like down below your chin.
They look at me. They're like sumo? I was sumo? Like, no, singer.
Hey, that's funny. Did they really say sumo? Mm-hmm. Honestly.
One lady. I had a few fans here and there. There's 127 million people there. And once in a great while, someone comes up to me. They're like, you're a singer? I was like, yes. Can I have a photo? Or they'll give you omiyage, which means makana, which means gifts.
Oh, really?
They're always giving gifts. That's why we have such a great close, you know, connection.
Right.
Cultural connection.
So you came back with gifts?
Lots. A ton of gifts. Okay, so a few people looked at me and they were like, oh, sumo wrestler? I'm like, no, auntie, I'm not.
That's funny. That is funny. I can see you doing that for Halloween, though. But that's enough.
You know what? In purple. In a purple malo.
That would be a fun one.
And we also we're releasing a new music video coming soon
in Inakini.
Where are you doing that? Here?
So we actually just released the music trailer for Inakini shot at Kualoa Ranch. Speaking of that.
Where's that? Where's Kualoa Ranch?
So The Rock is actually here right now. Mm-hmm. He was in Kapolei premiering Jurassic Park.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, his movie Jurassic Park was filmed at Kualoa Ranch, and our new music video was also shot at Kualoa Ranch on Oahu as well. Yeah.
Did you direct that? Or did you?
Yeah, I produced it, yeah. Uh-huh. And then we worked with a huge team, Antonio Augusto, and Manuhea Li'i was our styling team.
Dustin, you had a styling team?
We had a styling team.
So, and a makeup artist was you?
The mm-hmm. makeup artist, I actually have
directed.
Yeah, I kind of just produced it. I hired out makeup. Texture Salon Oahu did all the makeup.
So they can see the behind the scenes video via what?
YouTube.
Or actually, or just go to the music.com.
It's pinned on the Facebook Live right now. You can go ahead on the website and watch it. It'll come out in the next week or two. So be on the lookout for that.
This is why he's so good, right? You're just amazing. I love the way you got that in there, Alan.
Here's the wonderful thing.
I love doing that kind of stuff.
Cindy, he's really good with administration and business and marketing. But, you know, I went to college. I received my bachelor's degree in public relations. So media broadcasting media is my background and education. So creating press kits, press releases, fact sheets, immediate promotional releases. And I'm strong at that.
You could be a DJ anytime you want.
And then with Alan, his expertise, and then together we're just like this.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him, okay, are you going to marry me one day? No.
Well, who would ask who?
I'm the man in the relationship.
I know, so you would have to ask. But, I mean, you know, these days the relationship walls have broken down. Men can ask men anytime, but we won't go there.
I love you.
One day.
Maybe that would be a very romantic thing to do on Valentine's Day.
Oh, there you go,
We need time off. And, you know, sometimes it's very difficult, and I think you know this, Cindy, to separate church and state, work is work. We know that.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to go home at the end of the day and say we love each other, and that's what matters, right?
Work-life balance.
That's good for you.
Mahalo.
Good for you. I mean, you know, people, okay, we'll bring that up. You are, like, really, really blossoming. This year you just, you know, you exploded, right? And there's petals everywhere, because when you explode a blossom, a flower just... So you have, but people don't realize, they assume musicians, when they get as big as you, are making a lot of money.
No.
People for a second do not realize that musicians, I mean, there's very, very few musicians and on this island even that are making a lot. There's a couple, two or three
music.
I can think of. Two or three musicians that are really, really doing, maybe four, right? Maybe five at the most, right?
Yeah.
We can count them. Amy,
Kaylee,
right? Yeah, Kaylee. Yeah. George Kamoko. He got in there.
Yeah, we
he
love Uncle George.
Love Uncle George.
George is a multi-Grammy Award winner.
Four times.
Yeah, and he has his own show in the Pili. We actually were supposed to do his show this year, but we were so busy. We're going to get a date hopefully next year with Uncle George.
I'm very
George.
Grateful, you know.
Yeah, you know, and we just started. I mean,
yeah,
one CD
did. You're
in.
Brand
we
new.
Have. I mean, you're talking about people who have been in the business, right, for 10, 20, 30,
that's
40
right.
years.
Right.
Yeah. We just started. Like,
that's
we're
right.
new. We have so much more to do. And we're just riding this wave. We're having fun.
I think that's what's so exciting to a lot of people is you are just starting. You know, you're
I just started, and since the Grammys, I'm a full-time musician. I have to be a full-time.
You've only just begun.
The Carpenters, right?
It was the Carpenters. You got very good. That's a Ruth song.
Long ago.
And Far Away.
Oh, I love those songs.
So you know what? We've got a few minutes left, but I do want to, I know I'm putting you out, and I shouldn't, if I'm rude, please tell me, but could I ask you to sing like Mele Kalike Maka or your favorite other song beside the one you just came out with? Can we have a,
Yeah, I'll do the last verse, which is, here is a big, large bag full of gifts from Santa Claus, making everyone happy. Kani maina pele, so do it with me, Cindy.
Okay.
The bells are ringing. Kani maina pele, and pele means bells, other than pele, the goddess of
Hawaiian
volcano. So the definition of pele is, there's various definitions. So pele means bells. Or the goddess of Hawaiian volcanoes.
Really?
That's
interesting.
So,
thank you, Maui Watch, for joining.
Kani mai na pele'e, kani mai, and KOI, we love KOI radio. And then at the end, mele kalikimaka. So we have to sing and play,
Okay?
So, kani mai, when I start with kani, we have to ring this, okay? So the last verse goes like this. Him heke heke nui kana piha pono inama kana he ne ho ha oli ya kako uno apogwi kani mai na pele kani oli kani ke kani mai na pele mele kaliki maka sing mele kaliki maka mele kaliki maka. ho, ho!
Well, the glass just shattered in the studio here.
Good afternoon.
Whoa,
you could've, to all of you.
You know, you could have been an opera singer. You could have been an opera singer.
Thank you, Kelly Boyd, for joining
Cindy
the broadcast.
Paulos Kerosen.
You could do a Willie Kay and you doing opera.
He's
Can
my
you
idol, you know that?
Willie Kay and
He's
you doing opera.
He's my idol.
He's so, but you know, you have that big voice like him. And I, you know, people hear it on a CD and it's something that's so special when you hear it live. And that's why I want people to come down either, you know, to the Queen Carmen Center on Tuesday at 6:30 and 8. Now, I was told it was only 8, so I'm so glad you're setting that straight. Because when it's live, you capture things you can't capture any other way. You capture your spirit, and you capture the magic, and you capture that wonderful energy that makes it an experience you always remember. It makes it a memorable experience that kind of gets etched in your mind. And you go, remember when we saw Kalani at the Queen Kamana Center and the snow came down and we all were singing and drinking hot chocolate? So that's what's special that you can't do. And I love videos. And videos capture somewhat, but the live thing. And you capture that live. You get that magic when you sing live, don't you?
I just sing from the heart. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Sing, you just sing.
It's gonna be a
like
magical
the Grammy award-winning speech. I was asked, are you gonna write it out? Like
everyone did.
I said, you know, I'm gonna speak from my heart, and that's what matters. Just speaking.
But didn't you get nervous without having something written down up there? I mean, you.
I was kind of nervous. All I saw were lights and shout. I heard shouting going on and. People saying, I love you, Kalani. And you were there.
Yes, yeah, I was. There. Everyone's mind was blown. Yeah.
I just spoke from the heart. I was just raised to just speak your mind and speak from your heart.
He was taught that at his elementary. From his teacher.
Because when we had visitors, we would greet them at the door as a school. We all had to, like, put down our pencils. The conch shells were blown, like our bells. And we had to meet. Whether it was the Queen of New Zealand or an emperor. Yeah. So in the Hawaiian immersion setting, we had to do a protocol. And immediately on the spot, my teachers would tell me, Kalani, you have 2 minutes to create a speech.
Wow.
So I grew
Isn't
up just
amazing?
Speaking. And when I write music, when I'm inspired, it takes me about 5 to 10 minutes to write a song.
Does it inspire the other children? Do you go back to the immersion school ever? I know you did a benefit for them this year, didn't you?
Yes. My goal is giving back to the community and all communities, and especially the community that is revitalizing, perpetuating Hawaiian language in all aspects. I'm just happy going back to my alma mater and see my niece and nephew.
Are they there? Are they
becoming the next generation? They are. My nephew, my oldest nephew, is Valea, the title of the album.
Oh,
and he walks around saying, I'm a celebrity. My uncle my uncle made me who I am. And I'm like, no, your mother and father made you, by the way. But it's a blessing. I praise the God and I thank God and all the guardians for their guidance.
You know, another thing.
We have a lot of work to do.
Well, there is a lot of work. And that's what.
Beginning.
That's why the two of you are so powerfully strong and an inspiration. The other part we haven't brought up is that. There's this revolution, and I better be careful because we don't want to threaten the record companies, but there's this movement going on of independent artists doing their own music.
Yes.
And it's small, but growing and growing and growing,
you know,
and getting more recognition.
Chance
right now?
The Rapper, who actually accepted a Grammy,
right?
He won Best New Artist at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
He got a Grammy right after Kalani did.
Yes.
And he is a fully independent artist as well. And another thing I'm seeing a lot of is songwriting. So for like huge artists like Sam Smith, Adele, Demi Lovato, who's going to be a huge contender at the Grammys this January, is they're writing a lot of their music as well, which then can convert into royalties for the artist. So there's all different ways to do it. And then like having more control, you know, Beyonce, she owns her own record company, you know, her whole entertainment firm now, you know, she's the boss, you know, so a lot of artists are taking more control over their business. And I think, like you said, that's where the whole kind of shift is happening, is everyone's everyone's independent now. Even huge artists in the mainland are independent now. They don't really need record labels to support them. They can,
and what I love,
they can do it, you know.
And what I love about independent artists is that we're building bridges and connections with other independent artists, mm-hmm. because that's all we have. I mean, some of us may have the funds, some of us may not, but if you do not have the funds, you have resources. You become
you
that
have
resource.
Ohana.
You have Ohana. Like, you Cindy, you're my Ohana.
We are Ohana. And not only that, it's interesting. And you have big companies. They're very, very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But with the independent community, everyone seems to support everyone else. Even if you're in the same category, it doesn't stop you from supporting other people.
And I appreciate the Recording Academy. The Grammys gave me a full-time job in music. It was the Grammys. Nothing else but the Grammys.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. And that kind of recognition is a responsibility, right? You've got
it's
a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, Kuliana. And you've got that on your shoulders. But you know what? It wouldn't have happened unless it was meant to be happening. And that was your destiny was set at an early age, which is unusual. But that you knew kind of your destiny even younger. And that destiny you knew and followed your path on. And I like it when dreams come true for people, especially you, when you don't have to wait a lifetime. Like you got to start your dream coming true early is what the beautiful part of the story is.
You know, I tell people in the audience that my mom, my family's the history. They built my foundation. Alan's my present and future. I needed both to thrive. But my mom lost me one day in JCPenney's, and she got the security guard. I was like, what, 6 years old?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I lost my child. I can't find him. So she finds me serenading the mannequins, doing like A Whole New World of Beauty and the Beast. And she goes, this kid likes to sing. And I just love to sing and write music. That's all I want to do.
You were serenading mannequins.
Yes. And she was like, what are you doing?
Like, sing a few bars. Come on, I want to hear you sing us. We're not.
Can show you the world. Bum, bum. Bum. And I'm like touching, caressing the mannequins at the same time. And then I'm pretending I'm on a magic carpet. A whole new world, a jazzing place I never knew. And my mom's like, this boy likes to sing. And my dad is like, my dad pulls up and he's like, he's playing football. And then my younger brothers decided to play football. I'll be the water boy. I mean, I'll sing. I'll be the cheerleader. Why not? Right?
Your dad wanted you to play football?
Yeah, my dad's like, he's a big boy. He's going to play football instead of singing. We won't put him, he won't be a choir boy. I'm like, No, I'm not running on that field. I'll sing the national anthem or Hawaii Pono'i. I am not playing football. So my younger brother is playing. They were all-star football players.
Seriously, your younger brother did become the foot. He was the token football player.
Yeah, they look at me. They're like, you're the artist. Mm-hmm. You're the performing arts.
And you knew it at a young age, which was beautiful. You know, and your mother knew it then.
My mom believed me.
Yes. And the believing is so, so important. There's a lot of things in life people don't understand, but the believing.
And the passion.
I didn't believe in myself. I was passionate to sing karaoke music. And I was at Lava Bar here at Ray's, and Alan goes like this, you got to quit this. I was like, what? People, oh my gosh, you've written all this music. You need to get in a recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's believing in yourself, but sometimes some of us artists do not have that confidence or self-esteem. We sometimes have to be told,
mm-hmm.
but it was absolutely amazing being told that I have that gift and I just have to put my mind into it and my soul and my mm-hmm. heart and allow God to guide us. And so it's been a year and a half, and
what a
we've
year
taken
and a half.
Off.
What a year and a half. I mean, I can't believe this
blessing.
Year that you've had. This last year
has
been magical. Yeah. And it didn't overwhelm you, did it? Did it sometimes overwhelm you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Sometimes I would cry to sleep because I'm tired.
Well, Kalani just quit his job.
Yes. I did. I quit my full-time job.
He was
job
like,
to
this is
user.
Too much.
Yeah.
I quit.
Yeah.
So he just...
Well,
was June 1st,
what
left.
About you, Alan? Oh, I'm going to put him on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard when you travel so much and you're working, too.
Yeah, you
it
know,
is
it,
tough.
It is a lot. But I think, for me, it was a blessing for our mom to move to Maui.
Yes, because she can help.
Yeah, so she's kind of... she was in Oahu yesterday. Kalani had a meet and greet at Barnes & Noble Ala Moana.
Oh, we did. How wonderful.
You know what?
So mom ran all those
we
events.
We work so much. We need a vacation. So let's bring your travel agent in. Where should we go?
Yes.
To just breathe and not look Tahiti. At emails.
Tahiti.
You agree?
Yeah.
Because you've been Tahiti, there. Like, you weren't Tahiti
no,
before?
You went, didn't you?
I thought you went
you
on.
You need to go.
No, no, you have to go.
The Pogo Gang Cruise.
The Pogo Gang Cruise.
To honeymoon. Get away from emails.
Everything. Yes.
Everything.
Yeah, because yeah. The internet's so slow, you don't
Is there a Louis Vuitton there?
No.
I'm kidding. No. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So, to yeah. Blue water.
Oh, my very
God. Ono food.
Yes. Blue, turquoise, blue water.
Nightclubs, no?
On the ship.
On the ship. You might be the only two dancing. But
I just went there. You know who was there on the ship with us? Moana and Keola Beamer went just to get away. And he didn't bring his guitar or ukulele. He didn't bring his ukulele even. Because he wanted to take a vacation.
Oh.
He went with also a couple other people I knew, are film people.
Moana, yeah.
Yes,
yeah
you know Moana.
Yeah.
Yes, Beamer. Quite a history, right?
Yes.
So, no, they did that just for that reason. They wanted a vacation to get away, something that wasn't work, and that's what you can do.
Okay, so Tahiti.
Mm-hmm. Tahiti, yeah.
What island?
On the Pogo Gang cruise ship.
It's only for a, you can.
How much?
$2,500 for 7 days, including all your drink,
per
all your great food,
that's
and your
for
tips.
The cruise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Balcony. With a balcony. With a balcony.
Okay.
And you want a balcony, because you get that blue.
Alan, you heard?
Yep,
Bora Bora,
got it.
Bora Bora, Moorea,
Huahine.
Huahine has all the sacred sites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Huahine has a beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yes, mm-hmm. Sacred sites.
Okay, so Tahiti, what's the second?
The second place to get away from it all would probably be, it depends. You might like it because it's cold. I loved it, Ireland. There are musical people, and they love their good pubs and fun. And you can get away from everything. That's the other side of the world. Green,
okay.
Green. Not blue. It's green. And Ireland, I loved Ireland. It's wild
New
and
Zealand.
Beautiful. New Zealand.
Oh. I see New Zealand.
Love
New
Zealand.
Yeah. You've been there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You've been, you know. Okay.
Okay. We'll have to think
where
about
else? Where else would this other dream place be to get away?
Well, it depends on what you like.
It does depend what you like. What would you like? What's your dream vacation?
What do you like to do when you go on vacation?
I want to go on a cruise ship. So go on a cruise ship to Tahiti?
Pogo Gang. It's a small cruise ship.
Can you email that to Kalani Pet Music
at gmail.com?
Right.
You can call her too. 244-1414.
Awesome.
A captivating dream. It's an easy number to remember. 244-1414.
It's not 2222222.
No.
Okay.
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I have a lot of pictures. I'll send you some.
Okay.
Because it's a wonderful thing, and you need a vacation.
Oh, please.
You really do. You've been working so hard.
I just want to walk around the beach with a purple malo. You can do that. No slippers.
That's it.
And just,
we got,
you know.
We got 2 minutes or a minute and a half left.
Okay.
What's your Christmas greeting and wish for everyone listening?
Be happy.
Yes.
Find happiness.
Yes.
Take care of yourself first.
And Alan?
We're just going to have a blast at Queen Ka'ahumanu Center on December 5th. We are celebrating an amazing year, and we're putting on a free show for Maui, for the Maui community.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
And I'm going to be there. I'm
watching. To Tony at Queen Ka'ahumanu Center.
Yes, thank
Maui
you, Tony.
Watch.
Yes.
Marina, their old digital marketing manager, they had a great idea, and I was like, the snow is so amazing. How about let's do snow at live music? They were like, yes. I was like, yes, let's do it. I was like, okay, here we go. So come early, and then don't forget Grand Wailea 5 p.m. this Sunday with the Boys and Girls Club. Kalani's going to light up the Grand Wailea.
And you can call Kathy Takushi, and she'll take care of you on the Pogo Gang Cruiser or the trip to Japan.
Trip
to Japan.
You want to go to Japan?
At Captivating Journeys.
I love it.
244-1414. We'll go out for last 30 seconds with another Hanaho of Mele Kaliki Maka. Is a
thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. Ho, ho, ho.
That's the kind of greeting
that I send to you.
Where palm trees sway something.
The land where palm trees in a purple funnel.
That's so
I
much
wanna
fun.
Eat some sushi in Tokyo.
We're wishing everyone we love you all, and thank you for watching and listening, and we'll be seeing you again next week here.
Also, I would like to thank KAOI here in Wailuku. You rock, Cindy.
Thank you.
Download Kanaka Aloha today on iTunes.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.